ゴーラプレームランディーハリハリボーギリラージゴバダーナキーゲイハレクリシナ In the name of Bhuvi Jampabhu and myself, I want to cordially invite you for this Harinama retreat, which takes place right in the valley of Giriraj Govardhan. I want to especially welcome many of our senior members. I have seen Lakshmi Moni, who has been Mother Lakshmi Moni, who has come for quite some retreats, and Yashomati, and then all the way from Washington, D.C., Rukmini has also given us the honor to come. Welcome, welcome, Rukmini. I think this is most probably the first time in this surroundings. We feel great joy in our heart. And Mandakini is there. Thank you also very much. I also see very senior devotees like our very beloved Braj Bihari Prabhu, a pure servant, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you very much for being one of the illuminating stars of this sacred assembly. Also, our Syamananda Prabhu has come. I have seen you, Syamananda Hare Krishna. And all the way from Russia, the devotee who can sing 24 hours Kirtan and then say, is it already over? Aditi Dukaha Prabhu has come. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And Buri Ram Prabhu. Prashanta is there, but she's the organizer. Somewhere there in the back, yes.
And from all the way from China, there's Vishaka Priya and Sandini and Sarabi and so many other nice devotees who have come all the way from China.
I see devotees from Persia have come. Wonderful.
And Israel.
Oh, and America.
Even America.
And even Germany.
And India too. So, and South Africa.
So it is definitely a wonderful and multi-dimensional, multinational, and multi-spirit association and assembly. And Bhuvi Jampabhu and myself are really honored. Bhuvi Jampabhu leaned over to me during the kirtan and said, it's a nice group. What do you think? And I whispered, it's a very nice group. We can see already. I know we all have come from far and near. And we have, of course, some thoughts which we brought before we came to the retreat. We most properly thought, well, I hope this retreat will help me to establish a more concrete, a more experienced relationship with Krishna. I want to say to you that coming to such a sacred place with such a sacred mission as to work on your relationship with the Holy Name and Krishna is something which we should stop for a moment to really appreciate. To be able to come to such a sacred place is clearly not possible by any individual's effort alone. Prabhupada expresses it very nicely by saying, you cannot buy a ticket to go to Vrindavan. We can buy a ticket to almost every place in the world. And I heard there is one company which will soon sell you tickets to the moon. It's coming. There's a plan like this, I heard. But to Vrindavan, you come by invitation. By invitation of Radharani, of Krishna, and of Giriraj. Just stop for a moment and look at Giriraj. This is a sacred place which has been mentioned in very, very ancient scriptures. The Garga Samhita says that there is a very spiritual dimension to Giriraj. It is the love of Krishna which manifested Giriraj. There's this in Garga Samhita, this narration that once Radharani approached Krishna and said, please create a place for our personal pastimes. It should be very personal, not so public. And at that time, Krishna looked at Srimati Radharani, and it is said that when Krishna looks, it's a glance which is laden with love. It's heavy with the weight of his love. So he looked with a love-laden glance at Radharani, and from his heart, the core of his heart, the inner side of his heart, an object which is described as like a seed manifested and came on the ground before Radha and Krishna. And as the divine couple looked on, this love, this manifested love of Krishna began to grow and grow and grow, became a rock with a big shade, with waterfalls, some rivers which are made filled of juice, mango juice and other juices, and many, many caves which looked really like palaces inside for the divine couple to meet in seclusion, to be for themselves. So, yes, the spiritual scriptures describe Giriraj as a manifestation of Krishna's love. And it is this Giriraj who for many, many ages, centuries, millennia, has attracted the greatest devotees of Krishna to come there and to come to him and request him for love of Krishna. Even in recent time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here and did Govardhan Parikrama. So was Nityananda. Great rishis have stayed here and are still, some of them are staying, like Agastya Muni, who stays at Kusum Sarova. This is a place which is humming with devotion, a place which is different from other famous places, a place of divine love, which is magnetic. In other words, you can come into this atmosphere and you can also experience and lift in your consciousness, an attraction in your consciousness, a magnetic attraction in your consciousness. And it is this place where you have come. And as I wanted to say, you can't go here by just purchasing a ticket. I'm aware you have I have a ticket on Turkish airline, and then some rich Parsi taxi driver, I also had to pay him his price. But this alone, an airline and a taxi cannot bring you to Vrindavan. There must be before this happens, a seed of divine creeper in your heart, which tells you and informs you, I think I want to go to this Govardhan retreat. I think I will finally go. I'm a little bit afraid of the austerity and the Indian factor. Who knows how my stomach will take the sabjis from the kitchen, and so on. But I must go. I want to improve my spiritual life. I do not want to listen. And this effort or this decision in you, which brought you here, this decision, which is possible only by divine mercy, we should honor this. You are at the most sacred place in the universe as far as the Vaishnava scriptures are concerned. You are in an atmosphere of divine love, Krishna Prema. You are in an association at this moment of like-minded devotees who want to also do the same thing that you have come for. It's a unique opportunity, and I welcome you. I have great respect and admiration for those who make an effort to invest in eternity, to invest in the spiritual life and the spiritual fruits. It's very, very nice, and if I can serve you during this time in any possible way, maybe by sweeping your room or other things. No, I'm not such a good room sweeper, but other things maybe. please don't hesitate to call upon me. Welcome. Hare Krishna, Bhujan Prabhu.
Okay.
Your welcome is required also, otherwise we lack a certain amount of blessing.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthana Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vinanta Swamini Thamani. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Prasthani. Nivasesha Sunyavadi Prasthati Devatari. Om Ganatamim Dasya Janatina Sulakaya
Akshun Militam Yena Itasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Apitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Mayam Dadati Padantikam
Vansha Kavata
Rubhasha Kripa Sindhu Vaivata Dhanam Pane Yobhasha
Tell you something fortunate that happened to me 33 years ago in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, before Krishna Balaram Mandir was actually built, Srila Prabhupada was taking lunch one day, and Satsarupa Maharaj, who was his servant, asked me to fan Srila Prabhupada while he was taking lunch, because he knew I wouldn't talk to him or ask him many questions and let him eat in peace. So I was fanning Prabhupada, and Prabhupada asked me a question, and that question was spoken so enthusiastically with wide open eyes. He said, "How do you like Vrindavan?" And this is one of my lamentations in my life. I couldn't really answer him properly, but he really liked Vrindavan, and he really saw a different Vrindavan than I see and I saw then, certainly on a completely different level, because Vrindavan is a place that has different levels. One can, and those levels depend upon our consciousness. When I'm in a bad mood, every rickshaw wala, every loudspeaker, every plastic bag is terrible. And why are they doing this? And why is that happening? But that is not a very high level of consciousness. But the level of consciousness that Vrindavan can reveal to us is seen. We got a glimpse of it in Srila Prabhupada's eyes at that time and the enthusiasm of his heart. And I would like to read something to you by Srila Rupa Goswami about Vrindavan, a Vrindavan that existed 5,000 years ago and a Vrindavan that is going on right now. This is called the Keshava Astakam by Rupa Goswami. And we can just imagine how the rhythms of this astakam, if one was expert in the poetics of Sanskrit, describing Krishna, from Rupa Goswami's heart right into the heart of qualified devotees. But just listen, and this particular prayer is written about this, or parts of it are written about this very time of the day, when Krishna is bringing the cows back from grazing in the forest, from Gocharana, bringing the cows back to what place?
Nandagram.
Oh, Nandagram. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was just looking right over there. To Nandagram. And this is the happiest time of the day for the residents of Nandagaon. When Krishna goes out in the morning, it is the saddest time of the day for them. But when Krishna comes back, everyone comes out on the roofs, everyone comes out to meet Krishna. Everyone's consciousness is simply focused on Krishna with such prem, with such love. This is the Vrindavan that actually exists, premanjana churita bhakti valochane, if one has the consciousness to see it. And this, as Maharaj was saying, is the purpose of our retreat here, is to take our little, just by coming is taking a step. So this is how, Radhaman, could you play? So this is how Srila Rupa Goswami describes this time. Now, you're going to have to participate a little bit. But first I'll start reading. This is by Srila Rupa Goswami. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He wears a Priyaka flower earrings, a crown of fully blossomed Malati flowers, and a Brahmin thread of small, charming jasmine flowers. Just see the picture of Krishna coming back, decorated with the most wonderful decorations of the flowers of Vrindavan forest, fragrant, delicate, and beautiful. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He happily calls his straying Surabhi cows. He calls them by their names. Pishangi!
Pishangi!
Manikastini!
Pranata
Sringi!
Pingekshana!
Mridangamukhi! Dumala! Sabali! Hansi! Vangsi! Priya! Now, if you're ever in a bad mood, all you have to do is call out the names of Krishna's cows, and your heart will be lifted so high. Oh, Hansi! Vangsi! Priya!
Priya!
I worship Lord Kesava. Coming back from the forest on the pathways of Braja, with the best of words, he makes his splendidly dressed and affectionate friends, who are all expert at the art of pleasant jokes. He makes them smile and laugh. I worship Lord Kesava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, his cheeks are covered by a stream of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill. And his curling locks of hair deride the splendor of a swarm of black bees. I worship Lord Kesava. Coming back from the forest of Braja with the sweet sound of his flute, he calls the Sarabi cows, who, eager to see their young calves break the ground with their heavy dancing hoofs. So the residents of Nandagraun are watching this, and Krishna is playing his flute, and the boys are dancing and playing and laughing, and the cows are dancing and jumping, eager to come back to Nandagraun. I worship Lord Kesava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he beautifies the path with his footprints. And this was one of the laws, the unbreakable laws of Vrindavan, that no one would ever disturb the footprints of Krishna as they are impressed in the soft earth of Vrindavan. Not the animals, not the birds, not the people, not even the wind would disturb Krishna's footprints. He wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feathers move with the waves of the wind. It is a dance. It is a drama. I worship Lord Kesava coming back from the forest of Braja. With the playful and sweet music of his flute, he delights the hearts of Braja's queen and makes all the gopis in their home happy at heart. He makes the hairs of their bodies stand erect in joy. I worship Lord Kesava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he is worshipped by the gopis who mount the roofs of their palaces and meet him on the path with their dancing glances and their gentle smiles. The corners of his eyes wander like large black bees around the gopis' bodies. May Vishakha's friend Krishna give transcendental happiness an unwavering love for his lotus feet to the splendidly intelligent persons who attentively read and hear these 8 verses, which are a glorious festival.
Thank you very much, Purijan Prabhu, for giving us, yeah, some eyes to see Vrindavan, and I guess that is one of the important outcomes which you will hopefully experience. You will get eyes or a vision to see or perceive the spiritual reality in a much clearer way. As we all know, the world is not how we see it, the world is how we are. especially the chanting of the holy name can purify our vision, our perspective, so that we can see with a purified vision, a new vision, so many things which before that escaped our attention. For instance, that, I'm an eternal spiritual soul. Oh, I'm really a part of Krishna. I don't belong to this world. I belong to him. I would like, not we both of us would like to now explain a little bit how you can make this retreat the most powerful Krishna conscious experience in your life. In other words, how you can benefit the most from your stay at the Holy Name retreat here at the site of Govardhan. First of all, in a very general way, retreats are something which is done in all cultures. You retreat means you leave behind your ordinary life. You go into a new space where you can make experiences which you have not made before. Albert Einstein was once asked, not for definition of relativity, but of craziness or madness. And he said, someone who thinks that by doing the same things all over again will get new results in his life is really crazy. You have to do things differently. Not that you need to do different things necessarily, but you have to change something in order to make a breakthrough from the old habits where you are sometimes stuck. Now this retreat is very specific. It concentrates on something exclusively that is the main practice of developing Krishna consciousness in this age of Kali. In this retreat, we will really focus our attention on the Holy Name and chanting the Holy Name on a different level than we are chanting before. I think we all have heard many glorifications of the Holy Name. We have heard so often that He is not different from Krishna. We have heard that, yes, He is not different from Krishna, but Rupa Goswami says there is a small, small difference. The Holy Name is more merciful than Krishna is, the Swarupa. We also have heard, if we have read Harinam Chintamani, that our first meeting with Krishna, our first introduction, our first coming together is with the Holy Name. And we may know now, oh yes, I need to chant in order to really become a devotee. I need to chant better so that I can come and develop my relationship to Krishna. I think all of you are convinced and believe that these things are true, that Krishna is non-different from His Holy Name, only that the Holy Name is a little bit more, is more merciful. And maybe you have heard that you have to make the chanting work in order to make your Krishna consciousness work. But, my dear devotees, is this a belief or is this something which you know already? There's a huge difference between believing something and knowing something to be true. Belief is something where we invest our faith, and that's very good. But knowing is something which is based on an experience. And in this Holy Name retreat, we try really, by focusing on the Holy Name and by serving the Holy Name more, to bring some experiences or some memories, you can say, into our lives, which will serve us throughout the life in knowing, yes, it's true, Krishna is not different from the Holy Name. His name is only a little bit more merciful. And yes, I have met the holy name, and it felt really like coming closer to Krishna. This should be an experience. It should be something which is with you. My dear devotees, the strongest proof in your life will not be theory. The proof will be an experience. And that experience can stay always with you, nourish you, empower you, and in times of difficulty, bring you back to the spiritual path in a nice way. There is a very nice verse which we were sitting under the shade of a banyan tree. We had walked for 3 hours, a small group of us, and we were all tired. And then I was asked, Satchinanda Swami, give us some inspiration. And I said, well, you look so tired, like dead people. I don't know what will inspire you. You will maybe we should. And then I remembered a verse, and today I have it written down, this verse, which I want to read to you about the glories of chanting the auspicious holy name and the secret which helps you to experience this. Are you ready? Yes. If someone simply desires to chant, the sins in his heart begin to tremble. Another influence will now come. The bewilderment which has come by his attachments to children, family, and material things, this bewilderment and confusion will run away. And if someone simply desires to chant, Chitragupta, Yamaraj's accountant, will lift his pen and will wonder, what should I do now? This person is no longer under my supervision. He simply desires to chant the holy name. He will think, I have recorded the name of this person who wants to chant, but now I have to strike his name from the list of sinners and transfer it to the list of those who get the mercy. Otherwise, Sri Yamaraj, the expert knower of the glories of the holy name, will be angry at me. And so Chitragupta, who has noted that someone has this desire like you all have, he will lift up his pen in happiness and say, okay, let's cross him out in one list and let me write his name in another list. Okay, Aditi Dukha, okay, Braj Bihari, Rukmini, Nilamani, everyone should go in the list who get the mercy. Brahma, when he thinks that someone wants to chant, will think, soon this person will leave this material universe, which has different layers. Let me already prepare a little madhupaka. And this madhupaka I will offer him. It's a very nice sweet. So when he becomes liberated from the material universe, I will congratulate him with offering him this gift of madhupaka and other paraphernalia. He makes his arti plague ready and worship him. O Krishna, What more can I say about the glories of your auspicious holy name? This is from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, a collection of poems. So, yes, we have heard these glories of the holy name, and we have, but have we experienced them? Do we know this to be true? Or do we just believe it? Or is it true for the 1 hour when we hear the Bhagavatam class, either in the temple or on the internet? Is this really something we are so convinced of because we know it is true? My dear devotees, if you want to experience the glories of the holy name during, for instance, a retreat, there is one very nice verse in the Bhagavad Gita which can instruct you how to be completely successful. The verse, I think, is well known to many of us. It is a verse which highlights Krishna's reciprocation with a sincere effort in devotional service. The verse says, Yeya tamang prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. In the degree someone does prapati or surrenders to me, in that degree I reveal myself. I reciprocate. So during this Govardhan retreat, or holy name retreat we call it, I really wish to encourage you to put a lot of focus on the holy name. Speaking very practically, I request you to study the schedule, which Prashanta, I think, will illuminate for you this evening when we are down in the Gopinath's garden. I request you to be aware of the schedule and to avail yourself of the different things. We chant together. There are workshops on chanting with practical exercises. There are inspirational readings on the holy name. And there is a lot of kirtan and a lot of chanting. I really request you, be there fully. Participate wholeheartedly and come and be there. You will see in the group of devotees who are like-minded, each one of us will support the other. In other words, we will become affected or influenced and uplifted by this. Another tip I would like to give you is minimize the distractions in your life to almost nil. Distractions can come through your little monsters, which you have even paid for them, and the mobile telephone shop. I'm speaking of the mobile telephones with their ever increasing offer of distractions, what's up and what's not up, and whatever it's called. Please minimize. You may even write a note of absence. I do this in my email. I say, I'm under a tree in Vrindavan. I'm not able to answer at this moment your email. If it's important after 1 month, please write it again. So minimize distraction. Distractions, however, can also come by the little monster between your ears, that is your mind. It can come when you allow yourself to fall into this trap of negativity, which comes to everyone who suffers from minor or heavy culture shock. You think, oh, the dirt, oh, the smell of the milk from Mukharavind. I can smell it 2 kilometers. It's so bad. Oh, this and that and not enough this and not enough that. I try to see things. No, 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 my dear mind. When do you see? We are here at the site of Giriraj. We finally arrived. Please be my friend and worship with me the holy name. No, you can request your mind like this. Avoid negative thoughts, which are the reaction of, you know, a cultural. You're in a different culture, and things work different in India than in the places where you are. So these two things, three things. Please become aware that this is something which you do. You are now together with Krishna. Yes, you are with so many other retreat participants, but really the most important thing now stands right before your life. That is your relationship to Krishna, which is equal to your relationship with the holy name. Work on that. The second is kindly minimize distractions. Some of you might have to make some phone calls and some other things. No problem. Absolutely no problem. But minimize distraction. And the third is keep yourself in a pure, positive attitude of mind. You are now you are the most fortunate person. You are now free for, I don't know how long, Bhuri Jampu, is it 7 days or six? Six full days you have for the holy name. It's a luxury in your life. When will this come again? Hare Krishna. These are, many of them, they look like parrots who go home to their perches on their trees. So, and remember this one verse. Some of you might like to look it up in your mobile telephones. They have also something good to contribute, these machines. Ye yatamang prapatyante. In the degree someone surrenders to me, in that degree I reciprocate, I answer. I wish you a wonderful time with the holy name, and I'm very excited. It's one of the highlights of my life. And Prabhu Maharaji, let us look at Giriraj. He is so, can you feel so, there's something, no? Presence is there. I think everyone can feel, even without transcendental vision. Yes.
And even that Nila guy is just waiting there.
Yeah. Do you think you could, we speak of the same, that one who... Yeah. Can you see that Nila guy? They are a little bit like the European unicorns. rare and shy and... and he is all the time listening in this posture. One time when I said something not so polite, he shook with his ear. I saw. Now he lifted his head a little bit. Yes. He is there. Who knows who he is? So I wish you a wonderful retreat. Bhuji Jampu, please help us to focus. To even give us some more tips.
The things that I wanted to say about the retreat were very, very similar to what you said. So maybe that's because we've been doing this for the last 20 years. That might have something to do with it.
Is it already to me?
Almost. It's getting very close.
16?
For this one, yeah.
Wow. We're getting old, Bhurijan.
Some of us are getting old. Some of us have already achieved being old.
Wonderful.
It doesn't feel so wonderful. But
Yoga.
Actually, this is the 18th year, 18th or 17th year of the Govardhan retreat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So last year, I was speaking to Maharaj about that, and we haven't missed a year for 17 years. And he said, that means that we're steadied, doesn't it? But at least we're trying our best to offer this. So just as Maharaj said, this is a very rare time for you and also for us when we have nothing else to do. And this is one of the keys in taking advantage of the retreat time. Keep it in mind that actually you have nothing else to do. If you have a few things to do, that's okay, certainly. But try to minimize every other interaction, practically speaking. And for this short time that we're together, try to really focus on what is the most important thing for you. And and one of the suggestions that I have is just knowing myself. There's so many different parts of who I am. There's one part that's very sincere, and there's other parts that are very angry, and there's parts that are not so sincere, and there are parts that want this, and there's parts that want that. But act as much as you can during this retreat, during this very rare time we're together, and this very short time we're together, act on the best part of you, on the most sincere part of you. Let that part have its time now, because Giriraj Maharaj, Giriraj Govardhan, and the dust of Vrindavan, the very atmosphere, it reciprocates, it's alive. And if we, Yayatam Mampapadnyante, if we take a step towards Krishna now, then Krishna will reciprocate in such wonderful ways. So act from the most sincere part of yourself. Try your best during this time. And consider as much as you practically can that during this short time we're together, I have nothing else to do except deepen my Krishna consciousness, to take shelter of Krishna, especially in the form of the holy names. And another point, very similar to what Maharaj said, is try to be more internal than external. That means more deep, more thoughtful, more introspective, more prayerful, more dependent on Krishna, more dependent on Krishna's holy names. Be more internal. That means minimizing as much as you practically can without inconvenience. I know how to say it in Bengali. How do you say kata kata bole? Anyone? Means just minimize it during this time and maximize your time with Krishna and talking about what thoughts you have, what realizations you have that Krishna has given you, what doubts you have. Talk to devotees. Open your hearts. Be deep. Be less superficial. Let the most sincerest part of us, let us maximize that. Be more thoughtful, more internal, more prayerful, more dependent in this retreat, and try your best to take shelter of the holy names. And there's different ways to attend a retreat, and all of them are good. We can be external and superficial, but you'll be here, and that's wonderful. But try your best to take advantage of this time. And the traditional type of retreat very often was a pilgrimage. And when I think of going on pilgrimage, I think of the third canto of the Bhagavatam, when Vidura was insulted by... Does anyone know who insulted Vidura? Duryodhan. He said, look at this person, this son of a maidservant, and he dares to insult those who are feeding him. The very people who are feeding him, he's insulting and criticizing them. We should kick him out of here. Kick him out and leave him with nothing but his breath. And what had Vidura said that insulted Duryodhana so much? He was pleading with Dhritarashtra. Don't listen to him. He's so envious that he's even envious of Krishna. Don't listen to him. And Duryodhana, kick him out. And when Vidura heard this, he took his bow, left it at the door, and just walked out. What does it mean to walk out? Of course, we're not suggesting that everyone walk out on their lives right now. But for this 6 days, leave the rest of your life as much as you practically can behind. And what does that mean? When Vidura walked out, he walked into his fate. That means he walked into, and he was conscious of, that he was putting himself in the hands of Krishna. That's what it means to surrender. That's what it means to go on pilgrimage. That's what it means to go on retreat. When you start chanting, and Maharaj has told me this so many times, when you start chanting, you come face to face with your relationship with Krishna. And we find out that rather than wanting to turn to Krishna, there's a part of me that wants to turn away from Krishna. And it is humiliating. It is embarrassing. It is alone. It is empty. And that's the point when we can become humble and take shelter of Krishna and say, Krishna, if you don't help me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what hope do I have? So go about your retreat. Depend on Krishna. See if you can turn the difficult times into blessings, the curses into blessings. See if you can turn the unhappiness by turning to Krishna into bliss. See if you can take shelter of Krishna's holy names at every turn. This is the great challenge of a pilgrimage. This is the great challenge of a retreat. And and when we find that we don't do it very well, and we see that we used to say that being in Vrindavan is like holding up a mirror. Now here I am, a 70-year-old man, and I'm imagining that I'm 16 or something like that. But then I hold up the mirror, and I see the difference between what I think I look like in my mind and what I actually look like. That's, we used to say, that is what it's like in Vrindavan. Krishna's always holding up the mirror. So look, take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of Krishna in his merciful form of the holy names, and Maharaj said, don't become discouraged, just chant and chant and chant and chant and chant and chant. And trust that Krishna and Giriraj will supply you with so much mercy. And Srila Prabhupada and all of Prabhupada's followers are here too. Okay, now, Maharaj.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very nicely you have explained and reached also my own heart. When Vidura left his old life behind, symbolized by putting the bow which a Kshatriya prince has or minister has, he put it at the door of the palace and he went. Where did he go? He went into his fate. You said it very nicely. That is, into an uncertain future which became... this is scary, but if we rely on the mercy of Krishna as our only help, really, then some real reciprocation will come. I mean, you will all turn to Krishna at the moment of death. Don't worry. We have a saying in Germany which says, in the war trench, you know, when any moment a bomb can fall on you or you can be hit by a bullet, there are no atheists in such a situation. So we will turn to Krishna by force, but here we can turn to Krishna by choice. And that is much, much, let me say, much more congenial or favorable for your spiritual life. And it won't be difficult. It sounds, you will see, the Giriraj will carry you. It will, after 7 days or 6 days, you will think, it's already over, what happened? Maybe I should register for the Govardhan retreat as well. You know, it won't be difficult. It was very joyful. Here we are in the lap of Vrindavan. It is wonderful. My dear devotees, this is now a very serious part. Everything was already, this is, session is called Entering the Retreat. We will make now a little exercise where we all turn individually to Giriraj. I request you to change your position in such a way that you can see Giriraj Govardhan. Then we will chant a little. I will require Radha Raman's assistance and eye contact. And may I ask Atul to play the Madanga, please? You will all have to be really in tune with me, because we will stop and go, and you will see by watching me where we are. Please, you cannot meditate like the others. Good, good. Let us see, is every one of you comfortably seated? It's good if you find yourself a good sitting place. Good. So, my dear devotees, sorry for this technical thing. I request you now to form what is called your sankalpa. Sankalpa means an intention, and in spiritual life it means your sacred spiritual intention. This sankalpa will accompany you throughout the retreat as your best friend. It will be your goal at times when you are becoming a little bit weak, maybe in your resolve. The sankalpa will help you to remain strong and come back to the to what you wish to accomplish during this retreat. We will start by a few questions which we will think of while we chant. Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
devotees, it's time to confront a question. Where am I now in my relationship to you, Krishna? Where am I standing? What am I not aware of? Please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Where would my relationship be if it would be ideal? In other words, what is my ideal at this stage of my life in Krishna consciousness? My ideal of a relationship with Krishna. What is my wish, my desire? Please sing now.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Govardhan retreat, just now, starting from now, to improve my relationship to you, Krishna, to improve my relationship to you in your most merciful form of the holy name. What, in other words, can I do and will I do throughout these 6 years? Please, not 6 years, 6 days. Everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Request you to now fold your hands and with the sincerity of your heart ask for blessings so that during this retreat of 6 days you can receive help, you can receive support, you can receive assistance from that personality who's worshipped as Giriraj, Giridhari Krishna, Giriraj, so that your sacred intention becomes true. Fold your hands and we will sing together one more time. Hare Krishna, everybody. Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. It's not yet over. Please turn to your neighbor quickly and share with your neighbor what you wish to bring to this retreat, what you have found out of what you have said in your last prayer. Please quickly find a neighbor, please. Don't be shy, even if it is a new person. I will go with Gurijan Prabhu. And it will be very good for you. Start, please, now. We only have a few minutes. Hare Krishna. Thank you for participating so wholeheartedly. I'm sorry to stop you, but you don't have to stop. This is one very good advantage of going on the retreat with devotees who are like-minded and have the same purpose. You can talk actually with them about the Krishna conscious ideas which you have, what's going on for you. You can get inspirations, tips, and guidance at times. Please talk to each other on these spiritual things, on retreat-related subjects. And even though we have to interrupt you now, you can talk, for instance, on the way down. What we will do now, and we need really everyone's cooperation, we will go down now to the second venue, which will be the main venue of our retreat. We call it Gopinath's Gardens. It's a beautiful area. See you in 15 minutes down in the Gopinath's Garden. Hare Krishna.